Russell and the Hunter. This is The Novos. You're waking up with The Novos.
105.3 New FM.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Happy Thursday. Stephen, how are you?
I'm feeling good, mate. How's yourself?
Fantastic. Yesterday, went out to the to Merriweather for like the Arvo swim. My parking karma has run out.
Oh, no. Here you were, braggity, braggity. That's the problem. When you work on the radio and you tell people all these tips and tricks, you're a trusted source.
I know.
People are going to use these tips and tricks, and it's going to be, I guess, anti-beneficial for you.
Oh, I was regretting it. As soon as I got down there, I went down to that those lower tiers right near the baths at Merriweather, and there was not a spot, and there already like people camping in their cars, indicators on.
Oh no.
I was like, I just gave up. I just turned around and went home.
Didn't even go for a swim.
I was like, nah, not today. Can't be bothered.
Oh, that is a shame, isn't it?
I looked out the ocean, so lovely looking. I went, not today.
To make you feel worse as well, lonely in studio today. Just you and I,
Creeper. I know. Ari decided for an early knock.
Went,
I don't want to do the rest of the week.
No, she's away, as is Jess. We've got Jared, though, in the newsroom, which is very nice. Morning, Jared. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well. How are you guys?
How was the alarm this morning?
Torturous. Very torturous. And I think I've got it again tomorrow.
Oh, so. Yes. The torture will continue until the complaining stops.
Well, yeah, your pain is our pleasure, Jared. We love to have you here.
Indeed. Did you have a big day yesterday? Anything exciting happen?
No, I was just in here till 7 o'clock and then went home and went straight to bed and woke up and here I am again.
Oh, you're living the good life. Where else would you rather be?
UFM. The Novos. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast.
And just a reminder, if you're doing a bit of a shop at Westfield Katara, make sure, if you can afford it, grab a few extra bits and bobs and put them under New FM's giving tree. It's just on level 2 outside Angus and Coote, where it always is each year.
It's part of the furniture now. You know where it is.
Exactly. Unwrapped is the key. Unwrapped gifts. And it'll just make everyone's Christmas around Newcastle a bit brighter when they open them up, you know, Christmas morning. There's something there. And it could be all thanks to you. So please, if you can, just drop something off.
And I know the hardest bit about buying a gift is deciding what to get. So if you're struggling for ideas, newfm.com.au, head there, head to the website, and of course we've got a full list of suggestions which you can, I guess, pick some from and put them under the tree.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5.
All right, Jared, we've got to talk about the students that are all waiting patiently, waiting for their ATARs. What time is, D-Day today?
9 o'clock this morning.
Really?
So in just over 3 hours' time, an email will land in their inboxes to access the ranking. So it's obviously been a really nervous wait for them.
Of course.
Their last exam finished in early November, I think it was.
Wow.
So it's been an over a month wait, and now there's only hours to go.
Now, Jared, do you remember back to when you were getting your ATAR?
Let's not talk about it.
Okay. Moving swiftly on.
I just reckon when I went through anyway, I reckon we got them after Christmas. I reckon they gave us the Christmas period to enjoy before they crushed all our dreams.
Well, I remember my ATAR coming out on my birthday.
Oh, what a celebration.
Yeah, so that was it wasn't really a celebration.
Oh, no.
Just a reminder to students out there, there are many pathways to get to university.
There you go.
Don't worry, Jared, you and I was upset with my ATAR as well. It's not the end of the world,
indeed,
though. Do not fret. In other news, local paramedics set to receive a pay rise. Is that right?
Yeah, up to 29%.
Come on.
Yeah, bringing to an end a 2-year-long pay dispute. So earlier this month, paramedics had said they were going to refuse to renew their registrations, which without they can't work in the ambulance force.
Yeah. Right.
So it would have taken thousands of workers offline on one of the busiest days, New Year's Day.
Oof. Oh, that is big.
Yeah, so the tensions were at a high during those discussions. But yesterday, a breakthrough was made, which will see the base salary increase from $79,000 to $103,000 by 2026.
That seems fair for people that have to deal with what they have to deal with.
Oh, absolutely. It's such a changed industry from what it used to be.
I mean, you used to basically load people in the back of a van. Now you've you've got to know all bits and bobs, don't you?
Yeah, and the incidents that they respond to are ever increasing and ever changing. So, good work.
I'm glad it sort of. Imagine what a disaster it would have been like. 2 o'clock in the morning, New Year's Day, no paramedics available. You know it's the silly season.
Yep.
You need people there out in force. I'm glad they're getting, you know, the pay that reflects the work they do.
Indeed.
It's this poor lady in China where the classic food selfie has come back to bite her this time.
What's happened here, Stephen?
So she's known only by her last name of Wang, and the lady was out with her girlfriends. It was a bit of a girls' night out on the town, you know? They let their hair down a little bit. They work hard. And they decided to go for dinner at this hot pot restaurant. So for people who aren't familiar, hot pot, I guess, is like, it's kind of like a communal broth or like a soup base.
Yeah, it's on each table, isn't it? It's boiling away with a little gas burner under there.
Mm-hmm. And what you do is you add various proteins or vegetables, you know, pasta, stuff like that, noodles into the hot pot, and then you can, like, eat it. It cooks up in front of you and you pull it out into your little bowl and eat it.
It's like a Chinese fondue situation.
Yeah, exactly. That's a great analogy. So anyway, they decided we're at a hot pot. It's a little bit flashy, a little bit fun, quirky. So let's take a selfie for the socials.
Yeah.
I mean, and everything seemed fine. The likes were racking up. They're like, how good's this? All of a sudden, item after item gets brought out to their table. And it's items they didn't order.
Oh, that's weird.
They're thinking, this is a bit weird. Anyway, so they go, what's going on? They ask for the bill. And they are so shocked. This bill totals $900,000 and it's still climbing. So this is like they haven't even closed the tab yet.
Whoa.
Basically, in the selfie which they posted on the socials, a QR code is visible of the girl's table, and some crooks have decided to be funny to like inundate that QR code with various orders, which included, how's this? There's over 2,500 orders of squid, 1,850 orders of duck blood, which is, I guess, a delicacy in the region.
That's a no from me.
And insane, right? How's this? 9,990 portions of shrimp paste ordered to the table.
This is crazy. I mean, it is a bit of a warning to, like, when you take any kind of photo, make sure, like, those QR codes or barcodes aren't visible, especially with, like, the plane tickets. You know, oh, we're off to, you know, going somewhere. Because what people can actually do is, like, change your booking details.
Can they really?
Yeah, absolutely. Because that QR code, anyone can scan it. If you've got a phone, you've got a QR scanner.
Interesting. I love as well how this, like, story has been a launching pad for the argument of QR codes at tables in restaurants or not. Some of the comments online, how's this? Being forced to squint at an iPhone before your first sip of wine can suck the joy right out of a meal. Oh, tell me you're a boomer without telling me you're a boomer, isn't it?
Well, it certainly is. And you know what? I hate QR code.
1, 2, 3. On new FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
All right, your first chance to win nice and early. Only local winners here as well. We've got the Christmas hampers up for grabs. Now, if you haven't heard what these are, you get yourself the 2 kilo New FM Christmas pudding from Pudding Lane. These are worth over $90 plus a couple of bottles of wine.
A little sweetener in there as well.
Absolutely. Now, if you want to win one of those, and trust me, you do, call up now, 4967-4105, mm-hmm. Play Three of a Kind. If you haven't heard how this game works, not too hard. We give you three things, and it's your job to figure out what is the theme between those three things. Let's give a quick example, shall we, Stephen?
Yeah, no stress.
You can test me.
Yeah, if I were to say to you, Crevo, Royal Gala, Fuji, Granny Smith.
Crevo.
Yeah, go on.
Are they types of apple?
They most certainly are.
I'd get a point on the board. Scoring is first of two, best of three. You're up against another person from Newcastle. Let's meet Vaughan and East Maitland. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good, thank you. Now I haven't had a coffee yet, so let's see how we go.
Oh, I'll keep that in mind. I'll be nice I'll be nice to you. I'll make it nice and simple, hey, Vaughan.
Sounds good to me.
And up against Vaughan is Jess in Currumbong. Good morning.
Good morning. I've just come off a night shift, so I'm all caffeined up.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. Vaughan's in all sorts of trouble.
Feels like we always need to do like a handicap type staggered start here, you know? Like after the question, you've got to count to one Mississippi or something before you can answer. No, of course, it is a free-for-all. Your name is your buzzer. That's how you notify us that you know the answer. So let's test everyone's buzzers. Vaughan, you go first.
Vaughan.
Lovely. Jess, you're next.
Jess.
Lovely. All right, that's all working. So without a further ado, let's get into this. First of two, best of three. Best of luck to both our contestants. First one I've got for you this morning, guys, is Donald, Daffy, Daisy.
Vaughn.
Vaughn was quickest there.
Are they Disney characters?
Oh, well, I actually am not going to take that.
They're not specific. They're not, are they?
No. Oh. Okay, now.
Jess, do you want to have a guess at this?
They're ducks.
Yeah.
Looney Tunes ducks.
Ducks.
Okay, ducks. All right. One on the board for Jess. The coffee is working. Now, Vaughn, you need this next point to stay in the game. Jess, if you take it, it's all yours.
All right. Next one. Here we go. Serena, John West, Green Seas.
Jess.
Vaughn.
Jess was quickest there.
Tuna.
Tuna is correct.
Which means she's gone and done it. The Christmas hamper is all yours. You get the Pudding Lane pudding. You get two bottles of wine. Now, Vaughn, as our runner-up, do you want another go tomorrow? Just BYO coffee, maybe.
Of course I will.
Yeah, there we go. Only local winners.
Now, though, it's pretty, I guess, common knowledge that I'm in the process of moving from the Charlestown Castle at the moment. So we're kind of like packing all our things away into boxes and kind of sorting out, trying to prioritise what we need to keep, what needs to be thrown away, etc. And in the midst of this, I found something which just shocked and bewildered me. Okay. Now, I sent a photo straight to you, Creevo.
Yeah.
But it was some of the cut of which my housemate had brought to the Charlestown Castle.
Now, you say some of. This, I believe, was all of the cutlery that he brought.
Correct. This is the only cutlery he brought. I stand corrected. So what he has, and I found it sitting in the bottom of our cutlery drawer, is a set. So four steak knives, which are Jim Beam branded. He's got four Jim Beam steak knives.
I love this, because this is his first time out of home, right?
It is, yes.
First time out of home. He's a young bachelor, young single man out on the town, and he's thought, what will I most need
to bring with me? Not forks, don't need spoons, must take the Jim Beam steak knives with me. And like you alluded to there, got me thinking, tell me that you're a 20-year-old bloke and single without telling me you're 20-year-old bloke and single, right? It's in that kind of echelon of item.
Yeah.
So I got out my little magnifying glass, put my detective hat on and thought, what else can I find that kind of alludes to this lifestyle he's living?
I love this.
First protocol is, of course, you open up the fridge/freezer. Now, like every share house, we kind of have designated shelves.
Sure.
This is your shelf, this is mine, this is Siobhan's. We all kind of have spaces where we can keep our food. So you go into the fridge first, and on his shelf, he's only got three items at the moment, right? He's got a whole cooked chook from Woolies.
Yeah.
Famously the Bachelor handbag.
Yeah.
He's got a bag of spinach. And he's got a little bottle of Nando's brand Perinaise, Peri Peri Mayo, which I feel like the Nando's brand is inherently bachelor, isn't it?
It definitely is. The other thing is with the spinach, what that is, he's on his phone, on the phone to his mum. Yeah, mum, I'm being healthy. I've bought some veggies, right? He's just bought the pre-washed bag of spinach to put on chicken sandwiches is what that is.
Now, we go, you know, up a little bit into the freezer. He's got his meals kind of sorted out like as if you're at a wedding, you know, like chicken, beef. But he's got alternating satay chicken, beef stroganoff, satay chicken, beef stroganoff. So a real, I guess, like cheap wedding cuisine.
Exactly. And what I see from this is bachelor food confirmed.
All right. Let's move next down the hall to the linen cupboard. You open that up. He's got two sets of the same navy bed sheets. You don't get navy bed sheets when you're in a relationship, do you?
You certainly do not. Bachelor linen closet confirmed.
Well, we're still in there as well because he's got a couple of towels in there, including his favourite grey stringy towel is what I'm calling it. I had a look. I actually couldn't figure out where it's still connected to the seam. You know the one? It's just, there's like one thread holding it to like the structural integrity of the outer edge, I suppose.
Oh, my God.
He loves it. So, anyway,
it's
bang.
His favourite towel.
That's it. That's correct. Now, finally, the creme de la creme, if you want, is he's got this, like, 3x3 display cupboard type thing in his room. So, it kind of looks like a massive white game of, like, noughts and crosses.
Sure. It's like, are they cube shelves?
Yeah,
is
the
it?
Cube shelves. Exactly. You've got the idea. And in each one of these little displays, so there's 9 holes within the cube shelf, he's got 9 of his best pairs of shoes. He's Maxes, you know. his dunks, all that kind of stuff. And I thought, as soon as a partner moves in, mate, those shoes are going under the bed.
You're not having your shoes on display.
The Novos. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
And Jared mentioned it there, but going to be an absolute stinker today, heading for tops of 37. Oof. So, you know, make sure that you got your blinds drawn on sun-facing windows, all that stuff. A funner tip, though, is if you head on the 7-Eleven app, they got Slurpees for a buck at the moment on special.
That's a deal.
And if for some reason, I don't know why, you don't feel like a Slurpee at 6:30 in the morning, they've also got iced coffees for $2.
That's a good deal as well. Stephen, I've been, I guess, privileged, really, because in my street, we get to participate this weekend in the age-old Newcastle tradition of street parties, street Christmas parties.
Right, okay.
Now, it's been a couple of, like, probably about 2 years since our street has done one.
Mm.
But this year, like, there was a bit of that COVID time and stuff.
Hangover from all that
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You sort of forget. But we've decided to reignite this tradition in our street.
You've done well to organise it this close to Christmas. Normally, everyone's kind of, like, busy. The street Christmas party happens in, like, November or January a lot, you know?
Well, my wife, Emmy, and our next-door neighbour were actually the two key instigators. Right, so they got in nice and early, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the key facts about this, the Christmas party, due to us being the instigators / organisers, is going to be right in front of our house, right?
Right, okay.
Now, this is the question I wanted to ask, because this hasn't been clarified. As we are, I guess, the hosts of the street Christmas party,
yeah,
do we need to provide the barbecue and the gas?
Yes.
You're saying straight up yes.
It's my gut feeling.
Because as soon as we're discussing this, like, behind the scenes at home, and my wife, Emmy, said, no, don't worry about it. Like, someone else will bring the barbecue.
Has that been organised?
Not yet.
Oh.
So she said, we just put up the gazebo and, you know, that's all. Make sure the little strip of lawn out the front's mowed. That's all we've got to do. I said, I don't know. Do we need to, you know, sort out this gas and barbecue? And this is what I wanted to get Newcastle's help on, because obviously when it comes to, say, something like a street Christmas party, the more brains here coming up with ideas, the better. Do I need to organise the gas and the barbecue? Because we've got no more gas. I'll have to go get some more.
I think you better go get some. I still think yes.
Okay.
I think if it's unorganised, you can't expect, like, Dave and Diane from down the road to drag their barbecue all the way out to the front of your place when you can just wheel it down your driveway.
That is true. The only other thing to consider is our barbecue is a little on the smaller side, so I'm hoping someone will volunteer with a bigger barbecue. That's what I'm thinking.
Right. Are you supplying meat and stuff like that as well, or...?
It's BYO on the meat.
Oh, yeah, perfect. You have to bring the barbecue then. If all you've right, said in the invite, BYO meat, and you haven't said BYO barbecue, you've got to bring the barbecue. That's implied.
Okay, 4967-4105. Do I need to supply the barbecue, or can I ask around the other neighbours to sort one out?
And you know what? For helping out Crevo, we can help you out. We've got, you know, you can get yourself on the nice list to potentially win $800 worth of toys thanks to our friends at Casey's Toys. It really is a sleigh load of toys. Casey's Toys offering the biggest selection of toys, games and hobbies this Christmas.
First of all, to Charlestown, Robbie, what are your thoughts?
Well, I'm thinking next year, Crevo, when you send out the Dropbox invitation thing,
you
put on it, bring a plate to share.
Oh, okay. So it becomes more of a shared food situation, and the plates of food are already cooked then as well.
Yes.
I see that you've done Christmas party street work before, Robbie. I see what you've done there.
Bit of a potluck suggestion there from Robbie.
Okay.
All right, let's go next to North Lambton. Morning, Steve. What are your thoughts on this? Does Crevo need to supply the barbecue?
Crevo, provide a bum your bum.
Okay, well, there's some slanderous terms being thrown around there, some name calling willy-nilly, but in essence, I do agree with what Steve says. You're being a little bit of a bum, Crevo.
All right. Colin's up next in Cessnock. Colin, what are your thoughts?
Crevo, I've got one question to ask you.
Yeah?
Can you go to my place for dinner, but I'll need you to bring a plate And if you could bring a stove as well, that'd be good.
Oh, oh my God. It is an absolute landslide at this point.
Colin's right. If it's at your place, you got to supply the utensils.
Yeah, you are right. You are right. Okay, let's wrap this up in Narong, beautiful part of the world. Wayne, what are your thoughts?
Mate, just bring a plate, bring a chair, done.
All right, so I do have to supply the barbecue is what you're saying.
No, don't do that. Bring a plate. Everybody brings a plate. We've had it for the last 7 years up here.
Yeah.
Same place, same street. But, yeah, little Curlew, Donna and Maz look after us. And but all you got to do is put the tables out, bring your own plate, bring your own chair and...
There we go. Jobs are good. And all right.
There you go. 50% of people saying suggest a potluck thing next year. Other 50 saying you're cheap, Grebo, just bring a barbecue.
I think I need to sort it out. I'll be off to the servo to get some gas straight after the show.
Facebook has dropped this new feature sneakily on the down low. Mm. And now my notifications are inundated, flooded with spam. What they've done here is they've added a new feature where if you write the @ and then write highlight under it and click enter, it sends a notification to your whole friend list to come view this post.
Oh, this has happened to me. Like one of my boomer friends has done this because they thought they were going to win a 4-wheel drive to tow their caravan.
Well, this is what I've seen. So I've seen it on a lot of competitions.
Yeah.
So, you know, like win yourself 2 nights away. All you got to do is at highlight. And look, you can't blame the companies for implementing this new strategy.
And capitalizing on this feature.
It really is just a better version of the tag 3 friends and share, isn't it? Because it's essentially with one little tag, you're tagging all your friends, sending a notification. And, you know, my heart starts racing. I say, oh, a good friend of mine tagged me in a post. I'm expecting a juicy meme or a funny video.
Sure.
And then I just get sent to this competition, which probably isn't even real.
That's it. And I did think, oh, you've been stung here because, you know, this guy's 65 and easily tricked by the internet.
I've also been done by one of my mum's friends who tagged me in this didn't tag me specifically, highlighted a post, which read, type @ in the comments and then click highlight to see who's checking your profile.
Oh.
If it turns blue, you've got page watchers.
Oh. So once again, they're capitalizing on people that misunderstand how Facebook works.
And a bit of like fear-mongering as well, you know?
Indeed.
They're just trying to like rally fear. I don't know. All I'm saying is this is a new feature. I've only been stung by this in the last week or 2 weeks or something like that. Don't do it.
Yeah.
Don't do it to your loved ones. Don't do it to, you know, friends, family, acquaintances, old school friends. They don't want to see it.
And warn, like, older people in your life because they often get, like, tricked by these scam competitions and that'll often get more people in and more people around Newcastle fooled. So as a community, we've got to help each other to stop the scourge that is at highlighted comment.
Get it out my feed.
And Newcastle.
And the Jets have the advantage and it's paid cash for the Jets.
105.3 New FM, official home of the Newcastle Jets. And now, catching up with Jets legend Ryan Scott.
Yeah, Ryan Scott in the building after a resounding win away at Wellington on the weekend. First and foremost, mate, sporting a new do. You're trying to hide it with a hat in studio
now
here.
Now, what's going on
short back
here?
In sides, time to get a new cut. What's going on?
Yeah, I guess it's that time of the year. Sun's out, as we just heard the weather today. Yeah, yeah. We're training early today to try and beat the heat. But, yeah, I think the little mullet run its race and time for change. So here we are, a little buzz cut.
Indeed. Well, you two matching, in fact.
Yeah, I know. New cut, new man as well. Played a phenomenal game, as did the team. Must be nice to finally get some reward for all the work you've been putting in and the game plan that's been building over the first, I guess, month and a half of the season.
Yeah, exactly. Been a bit inconsistent, you know, with our performances. Yeah, it was nice to execute the game plan. Yeah, away from home, they were undefeated as well. So it was, yeah, probably a lot of people probably didn't give us much of a chance, but we went there with the game plan and, yeah, executed and got 3 points.
Is it nice to silence the critics as well? You said a lot of people wouldn't have given you much of a chance. Do you read much of that, what's going online?
Oh, look, you hear
can't avoid it.
Yeah,
can you?
You hear it here and there. But
try and stay out of it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just try to keep it what's in the four walls. We know where we're at. We know where we want to get to. And, yeah, it was nice to have a good result and get a win.
Now, last time we had you on, you were getting ready to go over to New Zealand. And I asked if you were going to go out for like to the pub and stuff. And you said, if we win, we get the green light. Was the green light, in fact, granted?
Well, the green light wasn't green, but it was...
and was it?
The door was left ajar a little bit for us to... yeah, do what we wanted to do, I guess. And yeah, I did go out for a couple. Kept the lid on it, but yeah, it was nice to go have a couple of jars after a great win.
Absolutely. Oh, that's it. You got to celebrate those as well for team morale and to, you know, keep the group together. I want to ask about Piscopo. He was phenomenal. He didn't score, didn't get an assist, but kind of like seemed to be pulling the strings. Is there any update on when he might play 90 minutes? He was battered and bruised and they fouled him like crazy on the weekend. Probably doesn't help, but where's he tracking?
Yeah, it was good to have him back. He obviously makes such a big difference for our team. Yeah, on the ball, he's unbelievable. So, yeah, I think he got through 70, 75
something
minutes.
Something like that. Yeah,
so that was his... I think he'd come off the bench the week before, so... Yeah, I guess it's important just to build the guys who are coming back from injury, you know, so you don't overdo it and so they don't break down again. But, yeah, he was great. Yeah, if he stays fit, he's going to play a big part in our team.
Absolutely. Now, looking forward to the Perth game, will he be on again or is it unknown at this point? What's the situation there?
Yeah, unknown at the moment. We will probably find out today sort of how we're shaping up for the weekend, but I guess there's an old saying that you don't change a winning team. So, yeah, I'd assume he'll be playing.
All right, fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed indeed. Like we said, massive game against Perth this weekend. Saturday, McDonald Jones. Nice to be home again in front of home fans. Spent so much time on the road. You're going to try and, I guess, big game in terms of they're in a similar spot, hoping to get the win?
Yeah, massive game. Yeah, like I think if we can win this one, we really benefit from that win last week. Yeah, we don't want to be a team that, you know, wins here and there and, you know, then goes and loses the next week. We want to find that consistency. As everyone said, we're a young side, but, you know, we don't want to use that as an excuse. So, yeah, if we can go back-to-back and win this week, it'd be massive, leading into a busy Christmas schedule.
Absolutely. Well, there you go. 6 p.m. McDonald Jones Stadium. Remember, it's an annual teddy bear toss as well.
Yes.
So bring your teddies to the game. Throw them out onto the ground.
They're not selling them there on ground, is it?
No, so not this year. So you make sure you've got to bring them. And best of luck, Ryan. Fingers crossed you can get the win.
Thank you. Hopefully we can see all our members there on the weekend.
New FM is local as. And you're waking up. You're waking up with the Novos. New FM.
All right, so yesterday afternoon I was out doing a delivery for the shop and, oh my God, if you want to see amazing Christmas lights...
I do.
Just go to Cameron Park. Just put Cameron Park in your GPS.
Really?
You can go to any street. That suburb is going off. That's all I have to say.
There you go.
It's so good.
Setting the tone, huh?
Yeah, yeah. That, I think there might be one of the best in Newcastle.
There you go.
And need a bit of help from the, I guess, Newcastle Brain Trust, if we can. I need some help, friends. So I've been away the last four Christmases, actually.
Wow, really?
Last 4 years, haven't been at home. This year, though, going to go home and spend time with my parents.
Overdue.
Yeah, it is overdue. And over like the course of setting this up, we're planning it. Everyone's a bit excited for this, of course. Mm-hmm. We've gotten to the discussion of menu. Now, what foods we're going to have on the day? My mum and dad have been talking about going full modern. We're talking about, say, seafood,
yum,
sashimi, salad, you know, all fruits and stuff.
Yeah, yep.
But me, because I've been away for a few years, I'm harking back to the traditions of past. I would actually prefer...
Really?
Yeah, I would actually prefer to go like a roast turkey with gravy and, like, you know, the roast potatoes that are all crispy in the oven, that sort of thing. Maybe a bit of cranberry sauce as well, some ham, that sort of stuff.
Interesting. It's interesting you mention this as well because I'll be spending Christmas lunch with my partner Siobhan's family this year.
Yep.
And they've got a new family hosting it this year. It's their turn. And they've put in the group chat, going to be doing a Christmas lunch with traditional elements but not a traditional dinner, which excites me because I like the seafood and the salads. I think it's too hot in Australia to do all the roast, but it's causing a stir in Siobhan's family, you know? And I'm sitting there as well. Everyone's going, oh, this sucks. I'm going, yeah, shucks, this is no good. But secretly, I do want the seafood and I want the potato salad and I want the freshness that, you know, is more catered for an Australian weather, an Australian Christmas.
Yeah, okay. Well, this, I guess, is a bit the debate. And I thought, let's get Newcastle's opinion on this, where we sit. Do you prefer the traditional, you know, the old school roasts and everything that, I guess, bring up all those memories, or do you prefer the modern, like the seafoods and sashimis and stuff like that?
The Aussie style is what I'll call it.
Oh, please. 4967-4105. Which is better? traditional or more modern when it comes to the, you know, the Christmas lunch?
And regardless of which side of the fence you sit on, your Chrissy will be pretty special with $800 worth of toys thanks to our friends at Casey's Toys. It really is a sleigh load, and you can get in the draw to win this all just by calling the show, 4967-4105. Casey's Toys are offering the biggest selection of toys, games and hobbies this Christmas. To Maitland first. Morning, Steph. What are your thoughts on this?
Good morning. I am a ham person.
Yes, ham. Warm. Traditional ham for the gut, for the win,
and
yeah?
And it has to be baked ham, yes.
Baked as well. Do you put a little glaze on there?
Oh, yeah.
So are you doing all the roast veggies and everything as well?
You do a potato bake and a salad.
Oh, how good does that sound? I want to come to Stephanie's place.
Sounds like sweating and sweltering in the heat. That's what it sounds
That's 1 point for me.
Down.
1 point for me at this
Fair
point.
Enough. I do have to concede that. All right, okay. Let's go next to Waratah West. Morning, Judy. What are your thoughts?
My thoughts are probably like the traditional ham and salad.
Yeah, so traditional ham, once again, is that baked or is that cold?
Baked, but then cold.
Oh, so cold. All right, so ham and salad, I'd say, is 1 point to you, Stephen.
I would
point.
Agree. It's a cooler Christmas lunch for the climate.
Yeah, okay, so one apiece, which means the next point is the tiebreaker.
Is that what we're doing? Okay.
Yeah, we're going to decide this once and for all. In fact, let's get this going. Everything to play for. Cessnock is where we go. Hayden, do you go traditional or do you go modern and cool?
So you've got to have your traditional ham and you've got to have your traditional pork and chicken. But
yes.
Me and my partner are a little bit sort of different. We're going to chuck in some sausages. We're going to chuck in some potato bake. Just a mixture of everything. Go a little bit more modernised. And
I hear what you're saying, but all that sounds like hot food.
It
so
does.
I'm taking the win. Traditional for the win. Newcastle has decided once and for all.
There you go. If you hadn't seafood ordered, you're going to have to cancel that order. You're not allowed anymore.
That's right. We've decided it. So cancel all your orders. Sorry, seafood vendors.
Oh, let's go.
Spoil the kids this Christmas with Casey's Toys, Maitland, Charlestown and Tuggerah. Or online at caseystoys.com.au. Win $800 to spend in store with New FM's 105 Days of Summer.
Are you on Santa's nice list, I wonder?
Oh, what started as a naughty idea.
You crazy man, Crevo.
The Blitz, as we call it, has now turned into a back by popular demand. Must have on the show, of course. We're just going to get as many people in the draw as we can. $800 worth of toys, all thanks to Casey's Toys, offering the biggest selection of toys, games and hobbies this Christmas. This is your chance. And the draw is tomorrow, so your chances are running out rapidly. 4967-4105. Call now if you'd like to have a go at this to get in the draw. The first person in the draw, well done to
Michelle in Argentina. Well done, Michelle. You're on the list.
Yes, thank you.
No stress at all. Next Indeed. To Tea Garden, Wayne, well done, mate. You're in the list as well.
Good, thank you very much for that.
No stress at all, of course, in the draw for $800 worth of toys, thanks to our friends at Casey's Toys.
Indeed, next to Belinda in Macquarie Hills. Well done, you're in the draw.
Thank you very, very much.
You're very welcome.
I'm very excited.
Ah, excellent. Now, what's on the wish list, just briefly?
Oh, dollies for my daughter and probably PS5 and I've got a 9-year-old, so he's right into all those games at the moment.
Yeah, right.
Dare to dream. Mm-hmm. That's all I'll say. You are on the short list. Well done. Got time for one more?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, let's go to Maryland. Well done, Leanne. You're on the short list as well.
Thank you so much, guys.
No stress at all. You've been very nice this year, as Santa has told us. How many are you buying for this year?
4 grandkids.
Oh, well, they will be absolutely spoilt, won't they?
Oh, my God.
Their share of $800 worth of toys, thanks to our friends at Casey's Toys.
Indeed, indeed. Of course, there are more chances throughout the day, so make sure you keep it on New FM at all time. Somebody locally is going to win this, which is
Someone has to win it. Why not you?
Exactly. Very, very exciting.
The Novos. What's the Goss? New FM.
Yeah, starting What's the Goss today with
an update on an Australian legend. Now, the term legend gets thrown around pretty liberally, but
it does.
I feel like it is certainly fitting here. Mid-morning yesterday, Jimmy Barnes posted on his social media accounts a pretty grim post, which, to paraphrase, read, I guess, despite everyone's best efforts, the bacterial infection I've been battling has spread to my heart. I'll be getting open heart surgery over the next few hours to clear this out and put in a new valve. Goes on to apologise for the inconvenience caused because you'll be out of action. This, imagine apologising for having to go get open heart surgery.
Well, you know, in two senses, it shows that he is such an icon and such a legend because he's thinking about, you know, people's concerts and stuff. But on the other side of things, social media can be brutal these days. You know, people...
Oh, surely everyone would understand.
You would have thought so, but there's a lot of people out there who are not so switched on, is what I'll say.
Yeah, okay. Well, luckily, regardless of if you love Jimmy or, you know, you're not a fan of his music, we can all agree he's an Australian icon.
Indeed.
And this morning we do have an update on that. Jane Barnes, of course, Jimmy's wife, has shared some photos of her and Jimmy smiling with the caption, I'm happy to let you know our Jimmy has made it through surgery and is recovering in ICU. Goes on to, you know, thank everyone for the well wishes and the support, but it looks like Jimmy Barnes is going to be A-OK.
Oh, that is the Christmas present we really need this Christmas, isn't it?
It's crazy how quick he can switch as well. Like 2 months ago, he's never been fitter.
Yeah, that's right.
Now he's having open heart surgery. You just can't take anything for granted. And thank God, it looks like Jimmy will be back and, you know, better than ever, hopefully, by the looks of it.
Fingers crossed, indeed.
In other news, MAFF's golden couple, Tani Cook and Ollie Skelton, have split after 16 months.
Wow, so these were the ones that everyone was going, oh my God, MAFFs are so fake, but these two are genuine, right? They're really in love.
That's it, and they were coined that kind of golden couple because they seem to have such a drama-free, seamless relationship. And also, Ollie, I guess, gained a bit of notoriety on his podcast, Tosser, as well, which is doing quite well. An update from the two anyway. Tani posted, sadly, Ollie and I have decided to part ways. Our lives are taking us in different directions, and we feel at this stage it's best is the best decision for us. I'm so thankful for what the last 16 months have taught me and for the genuinely supportive community I've found on here. Also adds, breakups are never easy, but heartbreak is worth it in the pursuit of love. Ollie, however, has posted, hello, Tani and I have split up. It's sad, but it's okay. Not quite as heartfelt.
You know what? That just really shows that guys often a bit more succinct in their chat, right?
I also think, oh, what, their mandatory 16-month clause in their contract is up, is it? Now they can split.
That is the cynic in you. I really do think they found
love. Do you?
Yeah, I think they did. And you could see it on screen. Like, the chemistry was very real, I think. But
okay.
Stephen, always a skeptic, aren't you? I'm the romantic in this situation. You're just going, oh, is it real? Is it not?
Oh, well, regardless, I was right in the end. They yeah, have split
so
up.
So true.
Feel like Novocastrians have been deceived and been ripped off for too long, Crevo, and I'm not going to let it stand.
All right, what's your gripe here?
Well, I'll start this with an example I saw throughout the week. So Missy Higgins has announced that she's going to play two shows in Newcastle.
Brilliant.
Civic Theatre, going to be great. One of Australia's, you know, Australian sweetheart, one of Australia's biggest artists.
You're a big fan of Missy Higgins as well.
I do love Missy Higgins. I wore a Missy Higgins shirt on Oz Music Shirt Day
and
in the studio.
How many times have you seen her live over the journey?
Three.
Oof,
so I am a big Missy Higgins fan. And I spoke about when she talked about this tour, spoke about on the show that we had one date announced, but I'd heard like pretty significant rumours that she was going to do two shows in Newcastle. So I was like, is she going to do back-to-back shows? I know what the goal is. Sure enough, soon after, she releases a second show where tickets are available. Now, my problem is artists know they're doing this all along. They try and, I guess, sell it like it's a spur of the moment. Oh, look.
We've decided to add a show.
Oh, okay, you've twisted me arm. I'll play a second show. They know all along.
Yes.
Why don't just announce it all along?
Well, that's the thing, because Novocastrians, we're busy people, right? We're always getting about doing stuff. If the show, the night the show's on, you can't do it, but the next night you can. Like, please, just show us all the dates you got so we can get the best tickets we want.
And that's been proven, because yesterday, general admission tickets went on sale for these Missy Higgins shows. Both sold out.
Yeah.
On the day general admission tickets became available. So, obviously, the demand's there. Well, I know it's this marketing tactic of supply versus demand and try and, I guess, like, work up a frenzy of people trying to jump on and, you know, like these artists are contributing to Ticketmaster crashing all the time.
That's, yeah, they're partly to blame.
But Miss Higgins isn't the only one who's done this.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, even like 12 months ago, we were stung by Elton John.
That's right.
Who originally had one show. He was starting his Follow the Yellow Brick Road tour.
Here in Newcastle.
Here in Newcastle.
Yeah.
On a Tuesday night. And people were like, oh, you know, I'd love to see Elton, a legend, Tuesday night, though. It's a school night. Not sure if I can get to that.
Or I've got soccer practice on or whatever.
Anyway, they made the sacrifice, bought tickets, and then all of a sudden, Elton's got time for another show the Sunday beforehand. You'd rather go on a Sunday evening, wouldn't you?
Wouldn't you? Of course, on the weekend, you can enjoy it more. This is I think you're onto something here. There is a bit of a conspiracy going on.
Well, two could be a coincidence. Three is a pattern, though. And Coldplay has stung Novocastrians twice in the last couple months. First of all, they did like two exclusive shows in Perth. That's the only place we're coming in Australia.
And I know people that flew over there.
So do I, personally. People who flew, you know, from Newcastle to Perth to go watch Coldplay, which is expensive. Plus, you've got to get accommodation, which is, you know, I'm sure the industry over there ramped up the prices.
Of course
they knew
did.
That people were going to be staying for
out
Coldplay.
Out-of-towners. They were Newcastle people, again, getting targeted.
So, and then they've gone, you know what? Psych. We're actually coming back to Australia. We're going to do two shows in Sydney, two shows in Melbourne. All of a sudden now, four shows in Sydney. So people who flew over to Perth originally now are seeing tickets available for four shows down the M1.
You could literally drive there.
You can drive there and drive back, and you don't have to pay for accommodation.
Yeah, this is... it is
or flights.
Yeah, all of that stuff. I think there needs to be a rule that artists, they've got to tell us all the shows up front.
Who is it, like ACCC? Is that who we need to talk to?
I think we do. Let's sort that out.
A bit of transparency, please.
Maybe it could even be a Stephen signature petition.
I'll think about it.
All right, it sounds good.
We're pretty much done for the day, and I'll tell you this for free, Cravo. I will be on my way home, jumping on the 7-Eleven app, dollar slurpees.
Oh, get on that to keep cool.
Cool yourself down. Treat yourself.
Well, you can afford, at that price, you can afford it for all the kids, right? It's a great opportunity there.
Absolutely.
Now, speaking of winning, tomorrow on the show, we've got the Christmas hampers, the last ones available. That's got that Pudding Lane pudding worth over $90 in there. Absolutely lovely.
We'll also be sorting out your Christmas spread. It's a feel-good Friday, so clickbait roulette returns. We'll have vouchers to pick the meat of your choice, really, at Singo's Butchery.
Yeah, which are our favourite local butchery there. And don't forget as well, $800 worth of Casey's toys up for grabs.
Come on.
Tomorrow is the draw, which means you've got today. Be listening to New FM for your chances. It is a red-hot competition. Everyone wants to get in the draw. So you want to try and do it all the way through the day and for your live and local drive home today as well.
Yeah, and we'll have your last chances tomorrow morning as well. So you do not want to miss it. We're done. Hope everyone has a great Thursday, Arvo. Stay cool. We'll chat to you tomorrow.
See you then for our Feel Good Friday here at New FM.
You've been listening to the show on the radio.
You've been listening to the Novos. Would you like some more?
Head over to Spotify, Apple Podcasts,
or newfm.com.au to get more now.